Joe Hendry has kindly phoned in. Now, new research from Hepo Ārangi, which is the Climate Change Commission, warns that our country's efforts to adapt to climate change aren't keeping pace with growing risks. So to discuss what's driving this concern and what needs to happen next, we're joined by Joe Hendry. Thanks for your time today, Joe. Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thanks, Joe. What's your role in this, Joe? Just to clarify that, please.
So I am Chief Executive at Hepo Ārangi.
Well, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to record it all with you. It's something that we are all intertwined with. We can't escape what is happening with climate change. The Commission says climate adaptation efforts aren't keeping pace with increased climate risks. So why would you say it's such an important for all of us who call New Zealand home right now, Jo?
Well, I mean, we've really started to see the effects of climate change in the last couple of years. We're living with it now, with the increased severity and frequency of the storms and floods all around the Motu over the last 18 months. And what we know is that without action, the harm and the costs of the impacts of climate change are going to increase, both for people, you know, people's livelihoods and lives, but also for the environment, for our taonga species, everything that we really hold dear. So the good news is there are practical things we can be doing to help adapt to this changing climate. The problem is that there is we haven't got the building blocks in place as a country to give people clarity and backing to adapt to a changing climate.
Yeah, I understand that. It's a very difficult area here because you've got climate change deniers, and I think a number of them are sitting in the in Parliament as we speak right now. And so as a nation, also sort of split, I wouldn't say down the middle, I'd say climate change deniers are a smaller percentage, but it's hard to battle against their influence at times. And I don't need to name names, you'd be well familiar, but your latest assessment, while it found some progress, also highlighted major gaps in six areas requiring urgent action. What are the most significant findings people should understand from this latest report, Joe?
Well, I think, first of all, there are some hard questions that we need to answer before we can really get on with the adapting on the ground at the scale and pace that climate change demands. What research finds is actually the vast majority of people do want to act on climate change. The problem is that they don't think that other people do. They don't know what to do. And this is where we need the system in place to be clear about how responsibilities are shared, how costs are shared for proactive adaptation, and also what the processes and decision-making processes are. And of course, these all need to be aligned with the Te Tiriti.
So we obviously need political support by at least acknowledging that we've got a hell of an issue that we're trying to confront, not just us, but across the globe, as we're seeing increased natural disasters. I mean, if you lived on Tairawhiti, there would be absolutely no doubt about the impact of climate change on environmental circumstances.
Yeah.
So do you think we just need to get our heads out of the sand and work together as a team rather than have this split that sees some with influence denying that it's even a reality and this is just natural phenomenon that have occurred over time, while others can see literally the waters lapping at their doors or washing away the urapā on, you know, that they treasure so much? What needs to happen, do you think, Joe?
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree that we need to face this. Delay doesn't make the risk go away. It doesn't make the harm and cost go away. It increases it for the future. And as you say, the whole world is grappling with this. But what we see in places where efforts are at the forefront, places like the Netherlands and Denmark, is that there is investment in proactive risk reduction. There is shared responsibility between communities, local government, infrastructure providers, government, and there is acknowledgement of the risks we face and good, strong data at the heart of decision making. And what we see from overseas is the earlier that countries act, the better off they are.
Well, we're in it all together, Joe. That's the main thing, and that's the message we wanted to press today. Wellington doesn't have all the answers. We've got to work as communities and identify how we can do our best to mitigate the ongoing effects of climate change, and they are real. A new research out from Te Pau Ārangi, and Joe Hendry kindly with us today, who is the chief executive of that organisation, the Climate Change Commission. Thanks so much for your thoughts and time today, Joe. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much.
Kia ora.